Human Services, Wednesday, May 21st. This is when the rest of the members arrive, we'll go into work session. For now, we'll go ahead and do an overview on House Bill 5037, and which is the Board of Medical Examiners, and it's their budget bill. Kathleen.
Yes, Madam Chair.
We'll go ahead and make your presentation while we're waiting for the other members.
Okay.
And once we do reach a quorum, at that point, we can then start moving into a work session.
Okay, so would you like me to go through the policy option packages
yes,
then?
Please.
Okay. All right.
Maybe I should let Ms. James
do a little bit of
preface before.
All right.
The Board of Medical Examiners is one of our oldest boards. It is entirely funded by other funds. 96% of that comes from license fees, with the remainder from miscellaneous sources. They examine, license, and regulate the practice of several health professions, including physicians, podiatrists, physician's assistants, and acupuncturists. There is a nationwide shortage of healthcare professionals that they are dealing with, and that has driven an steadily increasing growth in the number of new license applications. Their budget has increased 37% over the last three biennia, while the number of new applications has actually increased by 50%, or approximately 12% a year. During that time, they have managed to absorb all of that without any additional FTE, that their policy packages will address that issue now. So, with that,
Kathleen.
Madam Chair, members of the committee.
I guess I should announce also before just a couple housekeeping items, and I have been remiss, and I'm surprised that Senator Carter didn't call me to task, but I failed to introduce Rosie and Rosette these last couple of meetings.
That's right. I should have called you.
And, of course, Rosie and Rosette is there to catch us in when we use acronyms so that the dollars or coins that we contribute to Rosie and Rosette will go to the Oregon Food Bank when the session is over. And if there's anyone in the audience who has a cell phone, I would ask that you turn it off so that it doesn't disrupt the proceedings. Now, we're finished with housekeeping items. Kathleen, you're on.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Kathleen Haley, and I'm the executive director for the board. And with me this afternoon is Mr. Bruce Johnson, who is the assistant executive director. And this afternoon, I'm going to talk with you about policy option packages. And the first one is Package 101, which is a workload management package. And as Ms. James said, we have had a steady increase in our licensees over the last 6 years, but have not had any increase in staff. And I believe that's really attributed to Mr. Johnson's very prudent fiscal management. But at this point, we do need an administrative specialist, too, in order to help us in the licensing department. We have the four separate professions, and each of those professions has different licensing requirements. In the area of MD and DO licensure, the applications for physician licensure have increased 34% in the four-year period in that 1998 to 2001. Whereas in the, for example, acupuncturists have increased 153% and physician assistants have increased 46%. Now, the reason for the increase, I think the sharp increase in acupuncturists, is that we have another acupuncture school in Oregon. But right now we're reviewing about 30% of these applications as problem, what we would call generally problem applications. That is, someone may be coming into the state with some derogatory information in their file. It may be something like alcohol or substance abuse issue, or it may have been some competency issue from their practice in another state. That has increased the workload of the licensing department in addition to the increase in numbers. While we've increased our technology, we simply cannot keep up, and our ability to license has gone from 45 days from the receipt of an application to 52 days. And we would like to get that back down in the 40s with our addition of a staff person. Package 102.
Before you go on, let me ask committee members or if there are any questions about policy option package 101. Please move forward.
Okay. Actually, I apologize, Madam Chair and members of the committee, because I didn't go through the other positions, but I'd be happy to do that if there are, it's the one full FTE we're asking for, and then portions of other, to fill out other positions. But I could address those if you would like me to.
If you would.
Okay. We have a medical director on staff, and right now he works 3 10-hour days. We're finding that that is insufficient for the workload. We have also had difficulty in recruiting for that position because it is a part-time position. So we'd like to have that position go from a 0.8 to a 1 FTE. Now, the problem applications that I was talking about earlier are also reviewed by him, particularly for malpractice history. We would just review those, and then we'd have the medical director take a look and make sure that there wasn't anything in that file that was a problem for licensure. In addition, the medical director dictates a summary on every single complaint case that comes into the office because he has that medical expertise. He also runs twice a year an appropriate prescribing workshop for 12 to 14 physicians, and they come from around the country to participate in this appropriate prescribing workshop. Now, the cases reviewed by that position have increased by 52% from 1998 to 2001, and also the complexity of the cases has changed. With this whole area of internet prescribing and the use of technology in medicine, the cases are more difficult, and they do require the expertise of the medical director. Now, the other part of a position that we are requesting as a part of this package was for the secretary that serves the investigative unit. And that person works with the medical director to get his typing done. And we wanted to increase that position from a 0.6 to a 0.8 FTE. And again, it's the same issues as we're finding with the medical director in order to keep the cases up and get them funneled to our board for review. That would be the end of the first policy option package.
Thank you. Let's move to policy package 102.
Okay, thank you.
Can I ask you a question, Senator
Carter?
Would it be your... How will this work with the chair absent? Are you going to vote before she comes back or vote by each package? What is your pleasure?
I would suggest that we vote for all of them in block after we've heard the presentation.
Thank you.
Okay, policy option package 102 deals with our health professionals program. That was established in 1990, and it was to serve licensees who have substance abuse problems, that is, drugs or alcohol problems. And it has a phenomenal success rate in that we're trying to work toward early identification of persons with this problem so that they can get the treatment that they need and then come back to be able to serve Oregon citizens. And right now they've been monitoring about 1 to 1.5% of our active licensees at any given time. But what we're actually finding now is that the diagnoses have become more complex. Because in addition to the substance abuse issues, we are seeing more depressive disorders and other mental health diagnoses. What we are requesting as a part of this option package is to increase the consultant's time to assist our medical director in that program. Right now there is a medical director. She's a trained addictionologist, and she does the primary interventions for the licensees. But then the follow-up has to be done by some of the consultants. And so in that respect, we are finding that we need more consultant time.
Question. Senator Carter?
Kathleen, are you as vigilant in this area, and I hear that you're hiring for some more time for that, as you were in terms of the drug addiction piece? Because it would be a sad commentary to find those that are ministering to those that are ill to have mental health depression problems and trying to do their jobs effectively.
Mm-hmm. Chair, Madam Chair, Senator Carter, it would be, and I think that really goes to part of what we're trying to do with this package, and that is to get consultants to assist our medical director. And the consultants that she uses are also trained in addiction medicine.
Thank you.
And mental health as well. Psychiatrist. She uses psychiatrists as well. Mm-hmm. Now, would you like me to go on to the next package? Or,
please, seeing no questions, please.
The next package is Package 103, and that's a technology initiative for the board. Right now, the board does have some outdated hardware, and we have two Windows network servers and a 1995 one that will not work with our newer Windows systems. So they're considered generally old after 5 years. So we're looking to acquire a database backup and development server for the board. That we're hoping would increase our time, and we're really working toward e-government, because what we would like to be able to do is to be able to do our license renewals online, or at least to offer that. Not necessarily that everyone would take advantage of it, but we'd like to be moving in that direction. So we need to update some of this equipment in order to accomplish that goal. And we have been working with the state IRMD. Oops.
Excuse me.
I did it.
Rosie loves you, Kathleen.
No, it was a quarter in January. I don't know if it's gone up since then.
Well, if Chair Winters were here, she would tell you that Rosie and Rosetta don't like change. I'll let you take that up with the chair.
Okay.
Indigestion.
New policy decision.
There you go. Okay. You're also asking, so information, well, I have to know what that acronym stands for.
Resource Management Department.
Thank you. Information Resource Management Department. Okay. We are also asking for, as a part of this package, an interactive web application software so that we can update our address changes on a more frequent basis. Right now, it's all done manually, and it's done on hard copy, and we'd like to be able to do that and to also offer that for our licensees on a quicker basis. We do require that of our licensees, that they keep us updated of their address changes. So how we would accomplish these changes are through a new Windows server, which would be about $11,750, a database development and backup server of $8,200, and the interactive web application software of about $10,000. Would you like to any questions?
Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair. Through some investigation that my staff has been helping with on some other agencies, we have realized that the state is in the process of acquiring a program that, for a very relatively small expense, would allow all of the state agencies to access online licensing and all that. You mentioned that you're working through that, and I would certainly reinforce the need to utilize those resources currently in play, because they're pretty significant in savings to the state.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, Senator Morris, we work very closely with them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Package 104 is a workload management package for our health professionals program. Again, that's our diversion program. And we want to increase, they have an administrative specialist who works in the office. Right now it's a 0.6 FTE, and we wanted to increase that to a 0.8 FTE, because what happens is that the medical director, as well as the program manager there, both go out and do interventions. And then when they're gone, there's just voicemail available if this part-time staff person isn't there. And we just want to make sure we have more coverage during the day when licensees may be contacting the office to try to get assistance. So that was the increase there in that staff. Again, they only have three staff persons in the office, and that is an office that's different from ours. It's at a different location. The other part of that is to update the client tracking system for the diversion program. And we want to ensure that we have an updated client tracking ability on where they are in their recovery, to be able to computerize some of the urinalysis that's tracked through that office, would we again think expedite the whole, really the whole recovery process for the licensees? Because the sooner that our medical director can identify difficulties that someone in the community is having, the sooner they can be either intervened on or go back for further treatment if that's what's necessary. And again, with that program, if someone is not compliant with the program, they are brought to the board's attention.
And that looks like that completes the policy options.
Yes.
Packages. Now, we don't have a quorum. I need three representatives and three senators in order to...
We just move on to
let's move on to the performance measures.
Madam Chair.
And yes, Representative Smith.
Sorry for interrupting you. I wonder if we've called Representative Smith's office.
Thank you. If you would, thank you. Thank you, Representative Smith. Performance measures?
Yes. If Mr. Johnson will be handling that piece of the presentation.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, for the record, my name is Bruce Johnson, Assistant Director of the Medical Board. And I don't know if this would be easier for the committee. What we did with our performance measures is we had them throughout our presentation. I don't know if you remember, they were kind of attached to the area that we were speaking about. And I do have them collated in a chart that simply takes that information. Would that's easier?
Are there questions or concerns about the performance measures and outcomes? The LFO recommendation is to ratify the measures as presented in the public hearing, and we can move to do that when we have a quorum present.
Madam Chair.
Representative Bates.
I actually looked through this quickly last night and again this morning. I didn't have any problems with performance measures that jumped out at me. I always thought the BME was sort of a flagship for how an agency should be run as far as an oversight agency, and I just didn't find any significance here.
Thank you, and we appreciate your leadership, Representative Bates, in helping us to key in on the issues that are important with this agency. Would you like to next move into the ending balance discussion?
Madam Chair, do you want to hear from Ms. James first on it, or
would you? Yeah. The medical examiner's budget report last session directed the board to examine the costs and benefits of changing its current procedure of renewing all licenses in the same window of time. Each biennium has a means of stabilizing cash flow and workload. And what they do is all licenses renew on January 1. In 1 year, it is the medical professionals like the doctors. In the off year, it's the other professionals like the emergency medical technicians. And they did that study and reported findings of it that demonstrated the practice they use is cost effective and works well for the board. Changing the practice at this time would result in adding 2.5 full-time equivalent positions and result in the loss of interest earnings of approximately $200,000 per biennium that is paid into the general fund. It would also be contrary to the wishes of the board's stakeholders who prefer renewing all of the licenses for the people that work in the same practice at the same time. So we are not recommending any changes to their ending balance or making adjustments to it. Right now, you will see from a table, a chart that you have, that it is kind of high. They tend to adjust their licenses about once every 10 years. And because of that, we're right at the top of that cycle because they were adjusted last biennium. So it looks right now like they have a very high balance, but they will, over time, be moving into a deficit situation at what time they will again adjust revenues.
Any comments from the agency?
Madam Chair, in 1999, we did go to our licensees and ask them for a fee increase, and we hadn't done that for 10 years. And after discussion with them, did raise the fees, came back to the legislature, had a discussion here, And we also discussed at that time the idea of doing smaller incremental fees on a more regular basis. And it seemed that the consensus at that time was to go as long as we could with the ending balance rather than going back to our licensees on a more frequent basis to seek the revenue. So I feel like there was an unwritten contract between us and our licensees and stakeholders that that's the way we conduct our business. So through prudent fiscal management, we'd like to try to get 10 years out of that fee increase again.
Representative Bailey.
Yeah, in 9901, I obviously wasn't in the Legislative Assembly. I was at the other end of the stick on this one. And I remember having a discussion, not at the board level, but amongst our group practice of this very issue. And the feeling was that we would raise our fees once now and expect it again in 10 years, and that there'd be a bulge and it would slowly play out. The other issue involved here is if we start looking at situations like this where a board has been prudent in its husbanding of its money and then says, you've got too much now, we're going to take that in some way, shape, or form, all it tells them to do is, you know, spend the money right now while you've got it as much as you can, and it doesn't let you do any long-term planning. This board has on a very good 10-year plan. They're staying with it. They're being prudent with their money, and it's doing just about what they thought it would do.
Mm-hmm.
And so while we got a bulge now, we know it's going to slowly decrease as the 10 years runs out, and we can look at it again. I think it's a good way to run your budget if you can go that far at a time, and obviously you've proven you can, which is, again, something I commend you for.
Thank you.
Senator Carter. I don't think, again, I have to date myself, but you want to talk about the rough 80s, the less rough 90s, and now we're in to the 21st century. This board has worked so efficiently with what they've had, and with the onset of Kathleen as their new director, the emergencies that have come up, unanticipatingly so, can dwindle those dollars away in the twinkling of an eye. And one of the things that always come up is people who are involved in alternative medicine practices that always think the Board of Medical Examiners is not going the right way, yet the licensees and the board always say this is the direction which we want to go. And so we've always had this bantering between the legislature and this board, and for these 10-year period of time, we've not had that because it's been run efficiently, and I would certainly like to not, for us not to create any imbalances for them, because I think it's a great testimony to the leadership at the agency to not have had in the last 2 years I've been here, or 3 years I've been here, no external, forces that were working against them, and I think that's a great testimony because I'm telling you, it is nothing like it was in the 80s.
Committee members, I'm going to suggest that we be at ease for a few minutes until we can locate Representative Smith. And what did we hear from his office?
That was important.
All right. If everyone could just stay nearby for a few minutes.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
We're looking for him.
Okay.
So we can proceed with the motions.
Yeah. LFO recommends that you adopt the four policy packages and also adopt the performance measures.
Okay. Senator Cordley moves.
Senator Bates.
Representative Bates
moves that we accept the four policy packages and the performance measures.
Representative Bates moves that we accept the LFO recommendations to accept the four policy packages and the performance measures.
Okay.
Any objections? Hearing none.
And in your packet is a list of the other adjustments LFO recommends. We recommend technical adjustments to reduce gas assessments by $8,347, attorney general charges by $47,412, inflation by $38,988. Secretary of State, State Library, and PERS adjustments will be done at a later time in an omnibus bill. And we recommend adjusting merit freeze in the budget by $113,204.
which includes a little bit of money that is in Policy Package 101. And the adjusted other funds expenditure limitation that we recommend for this agency is $6,682,377, plus adding 1.6 FTE.
Madam Chair, do you need a motion for that?
Yes, I do.
I'm not going to go back through the whole thing. Madam Chair, I think that we accept the FL recommendation for other fund expenditure limitation of $6,682,377 and a position authority of 1.60 FTEs.
Representative Bates moved that the you had conceptual amendments, didn't you?
Yes.
Conceptual amendments to House Bill 5037 be adopted, and that the change line to $6,682,377, and that House Bill 537 is conceptually amended to the full committee on Ways and Means with the due pass recommendation, including an FTE. Of 1.4. Is there any objections? Hearing none.
Pardon? 1.6.
Any objection? Hearing none. Carriers. Senator Gordley, would you?
Senator Carter would like to.
Senator Carter? Here? Senator Carter? I'll say. Representative Bates.
Okay. We decided that Representative Bates would be excellent.
Thank you. And thank you, Representative Miller.
Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. Tomorrow we will...
Tomorrow it is Board of Nursing.
It's Board of Nursing.
And you have a packet in front of you with their information for tomorrow. Sorry I didn't get it to you a little sooner, but we had a couple of last-minute issues.
Sorry. Okay, Board of...
Nursing. Okay. Oh, Rosetta collected some change as well. We're very grateful and thankful for that.
Change.
Uh-oh. Are you recommending that?
Like quarter.
Oh, is that what Rosetta collected?
Uh-huh.
Is there anyone to put a greenback in her?
Senator Gordley told Ms. Seeley that you would. The chair was not set, but Rosetta did not like change.
Oh,
pointing at her.
She was right.
But I'm sure that Ms. Seeley will make sure that she gets something softer.
I'm sure that that will happen. Senator Morris is here. Senator Morris.
Oh, there she is, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Before we adjourn, would you like to cast your vote on the budget?
Aye.
Please record Senator Morris as an aye. With that, we are adjourned until tomorrow at 1.
Thank you.